Today, President Bush awarded the Congressional Gold Medal, that's America's top civilian honor, to Burmese opposition leader and Nobel Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi. But he had a message for the military rulers of Myanmar.
Let the United States come and help you, help the people. Our hearts go out to the people of Burma. We want to help them deal with this terrible disaster. At the same time, of course, we wanted to live in a free society.
For a bigger look at Myanmar's ability to cope with this latest crisis, we turn now to Bridget Welch. She's assistant professor of Southeast Asia Studies at Johns Hopkins University. And you've been in touch with former students who are in Myanmar now. What are they saying about the aid situation there?
The crisis is really devastating. The number may reach almost 250,000. This is Burma's tsunami. It's the most one of the most serious crises that have been hit in a very long time. There is a tremendous willingness to assist. There are organizations that have been mobilized, the Red Cross, the World Vision, World Foods Program, that are based in the country. Many of them are using regional neighbors as a conduit, but they still haven't been able to reach the most devastated areas.
Now, what is the difficulty in terms of getting the aid into the country? Is it a political problem? Is the military junta not letting people in? And is it an infrastructure problem? I understand there are lots of isolated villages that are reachable only by either helicopter or boat.
The main problem is predominantly infrastructural. There are very few roads into the areas that were actually devastated. Those roads that have been hit are really completely covered with debris, and so there isn't very much access. The reports that have come out is that there are bodies streaming along on these roads. It's just really a shocking type of story. But there are political issues as well. There are concerns that a lot of the international workers are not going to get the visas that they need to get into the country. And I think part of the discussion that you've just heard is that it gets wrapped up in a discussion of politics. Who should be in power? Who's not? Who's good? Who's not? At this particular juncture, we need to move beyond that.
Was it a wise move then, given that what you just said, for President Bush to award this Congressional Gold Medal today to the opposition leader?
Personally, I don't think this is good timing for that. I think that actually basically impedes the potential for U.S. action as being a very pivotal player in the process. And the reality is that the United States does have a lot of wealth of experience and manpower and resources that it could actually deliver. And I think many people in the country would welcome that. But I do think that it's been getting mixed up in politics, and I think that's not useful for anyone.
Now, I understand that the U.S. military has large ships based very near Myanmar with lots and lots of supplies. How likely is it that the junta will allow those supplies to be brought into the country?
I think that direct U.S. Involvement probably will be very difficult. But I do think the U.S. can work with its allies in the region, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, India, and even work potentially with China, which are many of the regional powers in hand. I do think, however, there's also space for non-governmental actors to bring in aid. Ordinary people also can give donations to these organizations that actually are operating on hand that can actually help to assist and facilitate the distribution of these really critical supplies at this critical juncture.
And obviously time is of the essence.
Yes, because what's particularly acute in this area is that it's in the Delta region where there is a high level of water and waterways, and water is a very important conduit for disease, and that's why it's really crucial to get clean water and medical supplies into those that have that actually are facing this crisis. Many of these villages have been completely wiped out, so the political and social infrastructure in these communities has also been completely annihilated. And so it is those that are there don't necessarily have those social networks that actually can help them get through.
Bridget Welch is Assistant Professor of Southeast Asia Studies at Johns Hopkins University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.